WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Three traffic advisories today from the city of College Station. On University just west of Texas, the outside lane of Texas will be closed between 8 and 5 to install a water valve. And resurfacing will start today and continue through the end of next week on sections of Southwood Drive and Laura Lane. A motorcyclist died in a crash yesterday morning on the freeway in North Bryan. Police report 33-year-old Jason Schiller of College Station was headed north, just north of Texas Avenue, when it appears the motorcycle left the roadway and lost control in the median. Schiller was not wearing a helmet. The crash diverted northbound traffic for about 2.5 hours. And the police chief at Texas A&M is retiring. Elmer Schneider, A&M class of 1971, began his career with UPD while attending school as a dispatcher. Following graduation, Schneider stayed with the department and rose through the ranks in various positions. Schneider was promoted to chief in 2004. A retirement reception will be held the afternoon of April 5th at the Bush Library. University officials say there will be a nationwide search for Schneider's successor. And an international field of contestants are in the Twin Cities this week. The Brazos County Expo is hosting the Diamonds and Dirt Barrel Horse Classic. The Expo's Melanie Fuller says 25 states and 4 countries are represented.
The officials with Diamonds and Dirt tell me it will have a $1.7 million impact on the community. This event is using the entire facility, the exhibit hall, the ballroom, the meeting rooms, 3 arenas. We've even have a tent with stalls underneath the tent for this event.
While 700 horses and more than 1,500 people are involved in barrel racing, there are concerts and vendor booths. The event continues through Saturday, and there's no admission charge. And a Texan who served almost 25 years for a murder he didn't commit was in Austin this week, testifying in support of legislation that seeks to hold prosecutors accountable for their actions. State Senator Charles Schwertner is a member of the Criminal Justice Committee that unanimously recommended approval of a bill that would give those exonerated more time to prove a prosecutor withheld anything favorable to the defense.
The statute of limitations starting at the time that the individual is released from jail. Rather than at the very beginning. It'll be heading to the full Senate floor, and I'm sure it will pass overwhelmingly, probably unanimously, off the Senate floor.
Michael Morton of Georgetown says a former Williamson County District Attorney hid evidence that wrongfully led him to prison. The former prosecutor, now District Judge Ken Anderson, denies the accusation. And Senator Schwertner's work this session included hearing from first graders from Georgetown, lobbying to make pecan pie the official pie of Texas.
The kids argued that since the state tree and state nut are both pecan, then our official pie should be the same. It made a lot of sense to the senator, whose resolution is expected to go before the full Senate next week. Incidentally, the earliest record of pecan pie in Texas dates all the way back to 1886. Chris Summer, TSN News.
And Texas lawmakers are considering whether elected officials should reimburse taxpayers for security costs related to unofficial travel. Republican Representative Lyle Larson of San Antonio presented the bill along with 2 other Republican and 2 Democrat lawmakers who appeared before the House State Affairs Committee. The bill is in response to Governor Perry running up a security bill of nearly $4 million while running for president last year. Perry's office staff says state troopers need to travel with him for his safety, but Larson said all of the other candidates paid for their own security costs. He said other governors also reimburse the state for security costs. Under the measure, the Ethics Commission would decide when there's a disagreement over whether the travel was official or unofficial. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan recently responded to a letter to the editor of the Eagle criticizing his vote against legislation where the title said one thing but the contents were something else.
The fix for this would be to not have titles for bills, to just say I voted for H.R. XYZ, or I voted against XYZ, and explain why you voted that way, and then explain the contents of the bill. But instead, by putting a title on a bill that doesn't reflect the contents, doesn't say, you know, it should have been, this bill strips your constitutional rights away bill. That's what the Senate bill did for VAWA. you know, if we did something like that, if it was truth and titling, maybe it'd make sense, but it wasn't.
You can hear the specifics at the beginning of this week's update from the congressman, which is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
6:13, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure is going to have a firm grip on our weather for the next several days. That does include the weekend. In addition, we'll be enjoying a nice warming trend. Now, it's a little cool out there tonight with clear conditions. We'll be in the middle of the 40s.
A lot of... We're back to that again.
As my mother-in-law.
I'm battling the computer this
morning. Okay. Today will be sunny with a high near 75.
Oh, listen to
you. Tonight looks mostly clear with a low around 51. And tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 78. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour.
Well, it's the weather girl. Wow.
Well, I have it printed off every day. So.
Oh, it's a good idea. So you have it right there in front of you.
I do.
All right. Well, that's fine. So that's it. That's the weather. And, you know, so... Time for the sports news now. How professional could we be?
We are tight and bright this morning.
You know it, man.
Fighting Texas Aggie basketball was tight and bright last night in their first round of the SEC tournament and did pretty well. We'll share that with you. Aggie soccer and track and field standout gets the Colorado Hall of Fame Sportswoman of the Year.
Huh?
Aggie soccer and track and field standout wins the Sportswoman of the Year for the Colorado Hall of Fame.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
We'll get that for you. And a big trade in football yesterday with the Broncos and the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. That guy who we don't like.
That Welker fella.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I really did. I liked him a lot. He just played for the wrong team.
Yes. Anyway.
So if you're out of work on sick leave, let's say, try not to make international news.
I saw this yesterday.
Paul Marshall C., who works for a charity in Britain, told his boss that he was sick at home from stress, okay? But then he becomes a hero on a beach in Brisbane, pulling a wayward shark by the tail away from children who are playing in the water. I mean, he's a hero, right? Save the kids from imminent danger.
No, just because you're stressed out doesn't mean you have an excuse to just let the shark get the kids.
Well, that's true. Cell phones, however, being as they are, we're rolling, and it was basically captured and went semi-viral. Well, I don't know about viral. It went viral enough for him to lose his job. So,
Wasn't he allowed to take the day off because he was stressed out?
No, but he said he was sick. He didn't say he was taking the day off. He said he was sick.
So
he's supposed to be sick at home, and he's saving children.
I see.
His reward is to get fired.
So. No good deed goes unpunished.
That's right. Who knows? There may be somebody else who will hire him.
That may be one of the kids' parents.
Yeah, good idea right there.
Info.
Mation. Lifeguard, I'm thinking.
Well, something. But, yeah, I like the idea of one of the kids' parents. You know?
I didn't even know they had sharks in Britain.
Well, no, Brisbane.
Wasn't Brisbane in Britain?
No, Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just not following today.
Yeah, he works for a charity in Britain, but
I gotcha.
It was not in Britain. There we go.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
It's 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Today, wow, it's the 14th of March, day 73, meaning 292 to go. It's Ask a Question Day. Whoops, it's Ask a Question Day. There we are. It's also National Pi Day. That'd be PI. See, 3.14. See, 3.14.
Uh-huh, too bad it's not 2015.
That's right, it's Popcorn Lovers Day. Yeah, for those people who like popcorn. And again, why should the potato chip have only one day? It is National Potato Chip Day. There are people, my wife for instance, who would make a meal out of potato chips if at all possible.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah, I know. They're not necessarily, give you all the vitamins and minerals that you need. But,
well, there's no necessarily. There's absolutely nothing redeeming about potato chips.
Well, think about it. Nothing really gives you all the vitamins and minerals you need, so you might as well eat what you want.
Well, that's true. I mean, if it's between potato chips and milk, certainly not served together.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
No, it's not. But you know, we're right now in this phase of getting new potato chip flavors in America. And
chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles is one. The Shirika sauce or whatever that stuff's called, that hot sauce that comes in a squirt bottle at Chinese restaurants, whatever that is, they've got that going on. They've done a honey barbecue, or they called it Charleston barbecue, I think. One company was doing that.
I saw honey mustard yesterday.
Yeah.
Honey mustard chips.
Well, and there's one that does, there's one down near Rosenberg, I think. There's a chip company down there that does Zappos. It's not Zappos, that's the shoe people, but I mean, it's Zaps, I think.
I want shoe flavored chips.
Please, yeah. But you know, again, in other countries, beef and gravy is popular.
See, that's yummy.
That's Canadian.
Yeah, and ketchup.
No.
You know, just, I don't get it.
Oh, see, one of my favorites in England was the Skips. They were prawn fizzy melty snacks.
Yeah, see, I'm not getting that. But, you know, but I mean, there are plenty of little snacky poos out there, so happy potato chip day. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Jamie Bell is 27. He was in the Eagle Jumper, Man on the Ledge, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Taylor Hansen, the middle Hansen brothers, 30.
Oh, of course.
Chris Klein is 34. He was in Just Friends and American Pie movies, mm-hmm. all of them. Mm-hmm. Grace Park is 39. She's in Hawaii Five-0 and Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bush is 43 from the lead singer of Sugarland.
Oh. Yeah.
I can tell you're...
It's a country group. I know that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Okay.
Yes.
I know that much.
Benny Johnson Gerald is 52 from 24. Tamara Tooney is 54. She is Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
She's the coroner.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Dees.
Oh, my. I think is he still on one of our radio stations? I think he is on the weekend.
Yeah. Do you want to pander a guess at that
one? I have
one?
No idea. I really don't.
I was rather surprised. He's 63.
I was going to say, a news about my age. I wasn't sure, but anyhow. Okay.
Billy Crystal, 65.
Wow.
I love that guy.
He's a funny guy. Funny guy.
Quincy Jones is 80, and he is also the same age as Michael Caine.
Oh,
Quincy
really?
Quincy Jones and Michael Caine are both 80 years old.
Oh, I love that guy, too. Yeah. Michael Caine.
My favorite movie. Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
The Man Who Would Be King.
That's
a good movie.
It's one of my dad's favorites.
Yeah, it is. It's a good show.
That's it.
Well, we got Jerry Greenfield, who's the Jerry of Ben and Jerry's, and Prince Albert of Monaco is 55. You know, you have Prince Albert in a can.
Let him out!
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama's hemorrhaging support. His stale rhetoric and tactics are wearing on people. 50 million is a large number of people on food stamps. 1 in 6 in poverty. He said he'd fix all these things. Cut the deficit in half. All these things that he said he'd do that didn't come to fruition. Create jobs and the stimulus. And now he goes out there and he's even the first cut that we're actually going to have, a reduction in increase. We'll still spend more money this year than last year. And he's acting as if the world is going to collapse, and he overplays his hand. So he's starting out here. It's pretty transparent as a pretty weak second-term president. And even the world sees this as Hamas threatens war if he goes to the Temple Mount and China is hacking into our internet system, our web system, and the Russians are flying nuclear-armed planes over American territory. He doesn't do a thing.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Visiting Angels assists adults nationwide to continue living at home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Another encouraging housing statistic. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home foreclosure activity continues to trend lower. The number of properties with foreclosure filings last month was up slightly from January, but Realty Track reports filings were down 25% from February of last year. The number of bank repossessions was the smallest in more than 5 years. You'll see a new commercial for Gatorade if you tune into any of the March Madness games. The spot features historical footage of athletes who have been associated with the sports drink over the years. It also highlights Gatorade's origin at the University of Florida, where researchers developed the drink to help improve the performance of the school's football team. Mayors Against Illegal Guns released a map showing that most of us live close to a gun dealer. The point is, it would not be a huge burden if people who are looking to buy firearms had to make a return trip to the store after a background check. The stock market futures are pointing a little higher this morning. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP,
but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Fall Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hey, Dad, send me a new truck.
Cool, can I win?
Nope, but you can at Team of Navasota. That's right. Celebrate Truck Month. Team of Navasota is giving away a brand new truck. Go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and you can register to win. We are giving this away locally, so your chances to win are huge. There's no purchase necessary, and all the rules are on our website, teamofnavasota.com. We'll be giving the truck away on Saturday, March 23rd, out at the fairgrounds. Team of Navasota.
Where you get a nice price.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, we're just going to continue to have a great run of weather. 75 for a high temperature today. About 78 on Friday. Then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're looking at highs around 80 degrees. The lows actually 50, probably 50 tonight. But by Saturday, we're looking at 60 for the low. So it's going to be very pleasant out there. Only downside, we could always still use a little bit of rain, but not there. Right now, the winds are calm. We have 77% relative humidity, and we've got 48 degrees out there under fair skies.
The Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic is back, and mark the date, Monday, March 25th at Briarcrest Country Club. Each year, we all come together to raise money for the programs of Twin City Mission. Be a sponsor or sign your team up. Just be a part. Twin City Mission, providing a home for the homeless, being a friend to the friendless, giving hope to the hopeless. For more information, visit TwinCityMission.org or call Ron Crozier at 822-7511. 822-7511.
Have you ever left a doctor's appointment not really understanding what was said or what you're supposed to do? That's not supposed to happen. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Formula One on the NBC Sports Network. Measure equal parts action, mystery, drama, thriller. Combine thrill seekers, jet setters, rock stars, supermodels. Mix in 19 countries, 5 continents. Abu Dhabi, Montreal, Sao Paulo. Rock shows, car shows, boat shows, Monaco. Add luxury, celebrity, racing, royalty. Man plus machine plus the world. Shaken and stirred. Rolex Australian Grand Prix, Saturday night at 1:30 a.m. Eastern on the NBC Sports Network.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Healthcare in America is changing, and we have to change with it.
With healthcare reform, more is expected of patients than ever before, and you have to know how to navigate the system in order to really survive American medicine.
Dr. Kerry Prezant, author of the book Surviving American Medicine, says one of the most important things is to have a primary care doctor you like and trust.
There are a series of different criteria. One of them is, does he have the proper credentials? Does the doctor have a good reputation? Does the doctor listen to you well? Does the doctor's office communicate with you well and support you completely? Is the doctor really attentive?
Doctor visits have gotten shorter and shorter, so Dr. Prezant has some practical ways to get the most out of each one.
So, for example, take in a list of written notes. Write the answers down to everything. If the doctor's giving you information, use your smartphone to record that information, or you can just get a cheap recorder in any of the radio shops around town. Make certain that there's someone with you, like a family member or a friend, who can listen with you and detect whether or not that doctor's really giving you good advice.
Most importantly, you should leave every doctor visit with a complete understanding of what just happened.
It's not a time for brief answers. It's not a time for answers that you can't understand because of accent or because the doctor uses that scientific language that's often not able to be understood.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A more than 40-year career is coming to a close for the police chief at Texas A&M. Elmer Schneider's retirement was announced with an invitation to a reception the afternoon of April 5th at the Bush Library. University officials say there will be a nationwide search for the next chief. In 1970, a year before Schneider graduated from A&M, he joined the department as a dispatcher. After joining UPD full-time, he held four positions before becoming chief in 2004. Freeway traffic in North Bryan was diverted for more than 2 hours yesterday morning following a crash. Police report a motorcyclist died north of the Texas Avenue exit. Investigators say it appears the driver, 33-year-old Jason Schiller of College Station, left the northbound lanes and lost control in the median. Schiller was not wearing a helmet. And more than $1.5 million is estimated to be pumped into the local economy this week by an event staged at the Brazos County Expo. The Diamonds and Dirt Horse Barrel Classic is about more than racing, according to the Expo's Melanie Fuller.
I believe we have 25 states represented and 4 countries. We spoke with a young lady yesterday from Canada, North Dakota today, Florida. We have people here from Argentina and Brazil. So it's a very wide-ranging event.
The event continues through Saturday, and there's no admission charge. Fuller says all facilities on the expo grounds are being used, which includes 3 arenas, the barroom and exhibit hall, and additional tents to house the horses. And for the first time in 4 years, a federal budget proposal has come out of the Senate. The timing for Senate Democrats came as House Republicans, including Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, came out with another stab at a balanced budget.
When you look at the Senate plan, they raised taxes by another $1 trillion on top of the $1.8 trillion in tax increases that kicked in on January the 1st, and the budget never balances. Well, I think the American people are smart enough to choose that a balanced budget is always better than one that doesn't balance.
Flores expects a final vote on the House budget plan next week. The questions that'll be asked when public school students take the next round of STAR standardized tests will be released this summer, a year ahead of schedule. State Senator Charles Schwertner was pleased with this week's announcement from the state's education commissioner.
I think our teachers need to be empowered and with the knowledge of what's on those tests. In fact, I filed a bill mandating that, Senate Bill 1505. I'm glad the commissioner beat me to it.
Because test questions are being released ahead of time, it will cost the state an additional $2 million to write new questions for next year. The University of Texas system is another step closer to building a new medical school in the Rio Grande Valley. The Texas Senate voted 30-1 yesterday to combine University of Texas campuses in Edinburgh and Brownsville with the Harlingen Health Center, currently operated by the UT Health Science Center at San Antonio. The Texas House is expected to consider the proposal next week. Funding would come from the state's permanent university fund, along with a pledge from the UT Regents of $100 million. The merger is projected to enroll 28,000 students, employ 7,000, and generate $11 million in research expenditures. Meanwhile, the chancellor of the University of Texas system is renewing his concern that allowing concealed handguns into college classrooms would make universities more dangerous. Members of the Texas House Committee on Homeland Security and Public Safety will hold a hearing today to consider several bills allowing concealed handgun license holders to carry their guns into campus buildings where they are currently banned. Francisco Sigueroa wrote to the governor this week saying faculty and law enforcement worry that allowing guns will make campus less safe. The chancellor wrote a similar letter in 2011 when campus gun bills were debated but ultimately failed. Supporters of the campus gun bills consider it a gun rights issue and necessary for self-defense in case of a campus shooter. And the city of College Station reports traffic on 3 streets will be affected by projects today. Portions of Southwood Drive and Laura Lane will be repaved starting today, continuing through the end of next week, weather permitting. Also on University, just west of Texas, the outside lane will be closed between 8 and 5 to install a water valve. So just be aware if that's an area that you usually have to drive through. WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 48 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. Don't wait. Drive into Varsity Ford Lincoln on the bypass today. You know Varsity Ford as home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that nothing outworks an F-Series. It's number one in every industry. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. It's how they're built. Ford Tough. And Varsity Ford Lincoln has the selection, pricing, and service to head you in the right direction. It's no secret why you see hundreds of Ford F-150 pickup trucks on the road today that come from Varsity Ford. Come into Varsity Ford Lincoln during Truck Month and get over $11,000 off with a complimentary 2-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure, it's going to be anchored over the region for today and then shift off to our east tomorrow and Saturday. That's going to lead to noticeably warmer weather developing across the region. Sunshine today, we're close to 75. Tonight, we're clear. Lows around 50. Partly sunny, breezy, warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60. It'll be mostly sunny Saturday, high Saturday around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Both teams came out on fire in the first 5 to 6 minutes. We were fortunate to make enough plays to get a lead. And
held on to it, as a matter of fact. That's Aggie basketball coach Kennedy, and we'll get you caught up on the SEC tournament. Plus, an Aggie is in the Sportswoman's Hall of Fame in Colorado. That and more with Sports in 12.
Hey, it's 6:38. So now, a pro-transparency group is giving the Obama administration low marks for compliance with the Freedom of Information Request deal. The group, which is called Cause of Action, giving the administration no higher than a C- for its compliance. They do this thing called grading the government, so they get a C-. For an administration, they say, for an administration that claims to be the most transparent administration in history, a grade of C-, coupled with the findings that nearly 75% of the offices were unable to respond to our request within the 30-day window, they are merely average at best. So there you are. We had talked, I guess we talked probably off the air, I was talking to somebody off the air, about, you know, sequestration, how that is changing our world, and possibly the administration was trying to find a way to really make punish the legislative branch for the sequestration situation. So they came up with, spring break is coming up. People will be coming to Washington, D.C. One of the things that people might want to do when they come to Washington, D.C. would be to tour the White House. So let's say, because of sequestration, we don't got no money for White House tours.
Well, did you see, too, after all of that came up to a head,
mm-hmm.
now they're blaming the Secret
Service. Exactly.
Secret Service. Like, oh, no, they chose to shut it down.
But
it
you
wasn't
see,
us.
Right. But, and that's what happened is American, even U.S. Americans were smart enough to get this, because think about this. There were legislative aides all over Washington the last 2 weeks having to call constituents, because what the constituents had done is, okay, let's talk to Congressman Smith, my congressman, so they can get me a White House tour. So they did, you know, maybe back in November or something like that. And so Congressman Smith gets him a tour during spring break of the White House. Uh-oh, they're not going to have any tours to the White House. Guess who has to call their constituent and tell them it's not there? Congressman Smith's office. So, of course, the Obama administration, hoping that enough people would get PO'd at their congressman because they promised White House tour wouldn't happen, that they'd let it go, that they'd find a way to settle it. Well, there you go. And so, as you say, when they found out that people weren't getting angry at Congress, people were getting angry at the White House, Jay Carney has to get trotted out there and say, well, it was the Secret Service who came to the White House and told us that they can't staff the tours, and so we, the White House, had no choice.
Yeah.
We had to do it because the Secret Service browbeat us into saying that they wouldn't be able to handle the
tours. Did they waterboard them into doing
it? Yeah, exactly. All right, we can't do it. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? I heard a little bit of a guy talking to Rush yesterday, and Rush continued to talk to him because he was a black guy from actually North Texas, saying that he had been an Obama fan and voted for Obama the first time and had begun listening to Rush and realizing Rush wasn't a right-wing nut job and that a lot of this stuff was true. And he said, and Rush asked him, what was his first inkling that he really was not an Obama follower? He said, this guy is a leader, and he would take responsibility for nothing, and leaders should take responsibility.
For everything.
Yeah. And I'm going, there you go. And yeah, and it's right. I mean, if you'll ask Obama, maybe he's made one mistake in his life. I'm not sure. But
ish.
Yeah, right. And right.
Well, even that was just a miscalculation.
Something like that, yeah. But this is true. This is a guy who finds a way to blame other people for everything.
But then again, is it that surprising? Because, I mean, didn't he study law?
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
that
sure.
what lawyers do?
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, let's not be unfair.
Always. Well, and again, he was a community organizer, which meant he would point it at the institution, whatever it is, and say, this is wrong, and I'm here to fix it. Not that I did anything wrong, but that thing over there, that's the thing that's wrong.
Yeah, Krauthammer was talking about the fact that he hasn't owned up to literally anything. He's been remarkably good at sidestepping and being able to, you know, throw lackeys under the bus and time again.
Now, one of the things that he is doing, and we'll talk to Bill Flores about this next week, And I think the speculation was, the genesis of this was the fact that Bill Clinton explained to Obama, it ain't going well, and you have got to reach across the aisle. And if you remember, he took those senators out to dinner last week when Rand Paul was on the Senate floor filibustering about the drones. He took Republican senators out to have dinner so they could talk. Now, yesterday, he had a meeting with House Republicans. This is the second of four meetings that the president is going to have with lawmakers this week. Could it well be that it was Bill Clinton who convinced him you do have to get along with these
people?
You
got to start making a couple of better choices,
man. He said, if you don't like them, it doesn't matter. You still have to reach out to them. So it may well be. So today's I'm a congressman and I'm all right comes from Congressman Jim Bridenstine. That's Jim or Bridenstein. I think it's Bridenstine. Jim Bridenstine.
We are not judging you.
Thank you. An Oklahoma Republican. This is a member of the United States Congress. In an interview with the Daily Caller, he said the Supreme Court doesn't decide whether or not laws are unconstitutional.
Really?
Yeah, he
did. Well, then who does?
Well, here's his quote. Just because the Supreme Court rules on something doesn't necessarily mean that that's constitutional. What that means is that that's what they decided on that particular day, given the makeup of the court on that particular day. And the left in this country have done an extraordinary job of stacking the courts in their favor.
Mm.
So what we have to do as a body of Congress is say, look, just because the courts, I hear this all the time from Republicans, they say that the court is the arbitrator. And after the arbitration is done, that the rules we have to live under, and we can go forth and make legislation given those rules, that's not the case. I'm guessing Jim maybe didn't take civics.
No.
I guess he missed that. Maybe he was sick that day that they explained that that's exactly what the Supreme Court does. But,
yes.
You know, see how that works out for him.
Good heavens.
Well, the Supreme Court is supposed to rule everything constitutionally, but
go ahead.
I wouldn't say I've agreed with every decision the Supreme Court has ever made.
That has nothing to do with anything. whether you agree with it or not doesn't mean anything.
Okay, I wouldn't say that I would agree that everything they've ruled was constitutional.
Well, you're wrong, because that's what they do.
It is the constitution.
That is
what they do. Say it
now,
is.
There may end up being another test case that comes before them, and they may have a makeup that is different. But, you know, as of right there, that's the law of the land. I mean, and again, you don't have to agree with it, but it is what it is. So, you know, even if you don't like the guy who's in the White House, it doesn't matter. We had this election, and they got elected. And if you want to change it, then you have an election, you run a candidate, and they get elected. But, yeah, it's checks and balances. That's what it's supposed to be. And, again, don't have to agree with them, but that's it. So let's say that you were, I don't know, maybe a governor of a large state in the middle of the country, southern middle of the country, and you decided to run for president, and you ran up a security bill on the state of $3.7 million. Over that run for president.
That sounds awfully familiar.
Let's just say that.
It does. Should you have to pay the state back?
I kind of think, yeah.
I do, too.
You didn't become president.
Yeah, I kind of think, well, that doesn't matter anyway. I think the whole idea that you've got the state paying for your security while you're running for a higher office, yeah, I think your campaign ought to pay for that.
Well, especially if everybody else is paying for theirs.
Yep. Elected officials who publicly funded security details should reimburse the state as part of a bill that has been introduced by Lyle Larson, Republican from San Antonio, presented the bill to the House State Affairs Committee. Let's see if that gets out. That would be, I kind of like that.
Their job is to lead us and serve us, not to suck the lifeblood out of us like a gross tick.
Then, very nice. Then that was, what a nice picture this morning. Then there's the guy who ran for president, who spent $3.9 million in state security. His name is George W. Bush.
Mm.
Ah, and the last Democrat to hold office, Ann Richards, she also ran up a pretty big bill. So there we go. I mean, we are familiar with Perry's. We don't necessarily remember George Bush's and certainly might not have known about Ann Richards, but it's obvious that they've been doing this for a while. And again, I don't think it matters who the politician is. That probably is something that they ought to be paying for. If they've got their eyes on the stars, we don't need to be paying for the rocket ship to get them up there, right? 648.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 16th, learn about raising poultry at home. Whether it's producing eggs or meat, a home flock can be both rewarding and fun. Learn how to successfully manage the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Texas is blessed with some of America's finest nurseries and garden centers. They're a great source of plants and products, but it's up to you to get the most out of your nursery shopping experience. I have some guidelines I've gleaned over more than four decades in our area. Some of them might help get you the best possible results from the time that you spend browsing the plant shops this year. I'll be back with details of working with your neighborhood nursery right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch, heavy cardstock posters, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. When you go nursery shopping, keep it as local as you can. Retailers in your neighborhood are invested in your city. They're members of your chamber. They go to your church. Their kids go to your school. They know your soils and your climate, and they know what plants will grow best in your part of the universe. Establish a relationship with your favorite nurseryman. Greet him or her by name and remind them of other things that you've bought from them over the years. They'll soon start greeting you as you come through their door. Texas Certified and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals offer timely, accurate advice. These men and women have studied long and hard hours. They've passed difficult exams covering all aspects of horticulture. You'll find them at member nurseries of the Great Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Look for Texas Certified Nursery Professionals and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. Take ample samples and large clear photographs. Don't hold up a tiny iPhone image of your entire landscape and ask for detailed help. Take four or five photos and print them on full-size paper. They don't have to be gallery quality photos, but they need to be big enough to be seen. They'll be able to draw some quick sketches of ideas, although you might also want to ask about hiring one of their landscape designers, if they have one, to draw a plan for you, a plan that will cost you a little bit, but it'll save you in the long run. If you sketch a basic plan of your property yourself so you can ask simple planting advice, do that landscape plan to scale. You can't build a house without blueprints, and you can't design a landscape without measurements. Go in during the week or on a bad weather weekend. Spring weekends, especially if the weather is glorious, are really busy. You'll have more fun and the help will be more relaxed about taking time with you. Anyone who has worked in any type of retail will understand. Have a firm idea of what you need your landscape to accomplish, because that's one of the first things the nurseryman will ask. You can't decorate a room unless you know how that room is going to be used. Plant quality will vary from nursery to nursery, so shop around and shop at the independent retailers as well. You're going to find the best plants there. Keep logs and receipts of the plants that you buy so you can go back later. If you have questions, you want to get another one just like it, you can do that. Texas has many outstanding nurseries. This is their season. Critiquing plant choices in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball saw Elston Turner go for 22 points, even with a broken left pinky finger, and A&M beat the Auburn Tigers 71-62 last night in their first appearance in the SEC tournament. Elston was asked if the finger gave him problems during the game.
At times it did. You know, it's my last year, and I got to play with it. You know, my teammates did a great job just telling me to stay composed and to fight through it. You know, my teammates are the ones that kept me going.
And speaking of teammates, Alex Caruso added 14 points. Courtney Robertson and Fabian Harris had 11 apiece in the Aggs. For the Aggs, A&M is now 18-14, and they came to the tournament having lost four of the last five. But the 11th seed Aggs drew the SEC's last place team in Auburn. Here's Coach Kennedy.
It's a good win. I thought Tony had his team ready to play. Both teams came out on fire in the first 5 to 6 minutes. We were fortunate to make enough plays to get a lead, and we handled their run in the second half, and I thought that was the big key.
Now, for the Aggies, it's not Lions and Tigers and Bears. In this case, it's Tigers and Tigers. Oh, my. Another batch of Tigers, this time from the North. A&M will face off against in the next round of the SEC. That game is late again tonight, 9 o'clock p.m. on the tip-off, and all the action is live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M soccer and track and field standout Annie Coons was inducted into the Sportswoman of Colorado Hall of Fame during the organization's 39th annual award celebration in Denver. Coons earned the organization's Athlete of the Year award in the all-around category in 2011, 12, and again in 13 to gain automatic entrance into the SWOC Hall of Fame as a three-time honoree. In tennis, the third-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team extended its win streak to 9 matches and improved to 11-1 with a 5-2 victory over number 47, Virginia. On the men's side, sophomore Jeremy Efferding, the reigning SEC Player of the Week, upset the nation's top-ranked player, but that wasn't enough to propel the Aggies to victory over number 1, Virginia, as they fell to the Cavs 6-1. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets had 5 in double figures last night, routing the Suns 111-81. The Miami Heat have become only the fourth team in NBA history to win 20 straight games in a single season. LeBron James poured in 27 points. Dwayne Wade added 21, and the Heat rallied to beat the 76ers 98-94. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos have signed Pro Bowl wide receiver Wes Welker to a two-year contract. Welker is a premier slot receiver in the league, catching over just about 120 passes last year, going for over 1,300 yards and six TDs for New England. Over his career in the last six seasons with the Patriots, he's gone 670 passes caught, almost 7,500 yards in receptions, and 37 touchdowns. So that's quite a get for the Broncos. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys are releasing veteran defensive tackle Marcus Spears. The move was designated for a June 1st move when it will save the team $2 million against the salary cap. Spears had 314 tackles in eight seasons with the Cowboys. That's the sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-280-0000 for Zorneman Flooring today.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus, get what you need.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safelite advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member. Someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference. You've changed a life. You've kept someone in their home. You've given someone back their independence and their freedom. You'll absolutely love your experience as a caregiver if that's the kind of heart you've got. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. Offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sunny, a high temperature near 75 with southeast winds at 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 51. And then we'll probably...